Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To what?
You're 5 alarm already, huh?
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And in honor of National No Smoking Day, Mike McDaniels, lay off the vape.
Wow. I didn't know today was No Smoking Day. Are you going to lay off the menthols today, Jimmy?
Never.
I can't quit. Can't quit.
Lock in, Jimmy.
McDaniel.
Jimmy said to me during the...
McDaniel, Jimmy, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, close. Jimmy said to me during the break, he goes, "You're not going to believe it. I watched my cousin Vinny last night for the first time." And no joke, he goes, "Guess who's
first
in it?"
Time?
Yeah, he goes, "Guess who's in it?" So I thought he had like a little, like a, you know, like the all of a sudden Humpty Hump is in Nothing But Trouble, you know, like he's like the Karate Kid. I go, "Yeah, I know. The movie's been out since, when was it released? Solana was on the show sheet.
Character. Like,
92.
It's 2024. Jimmy goes, "You know who's in it?" I go, "Who?" "The Karate Kid." I go, "Well, yeah. Like, he's the star of the movie." what am I missing here? But I appreciate the factoid.
He had the mint green Chevrolet.
Yeah, it was a super sharp car.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei won the Oscar for that movie, and Joe Pesci is brilliant in that movie. But the judge for me, a two what? I believe his name is Fred Gwynne. You know who he played? He played Herman Munster, famously in the old TV shows. He was Herman Munster. He's got a giant head, and he looked like Frankenstein or Herman Munster. And you like when you see him in that movie, you're like, "Wow, I didn't know he was an actor as well." But he's a very good actor.
He is.
To what?
I like the blind black lady. My favorite.
But character. Oh, great scene. It's such a great scene.
Three.
My glasses keep getting bigger.
Yeah.
Three.
But I did, when I saw the show sheet, I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? My Cousin Vinny, that is a top 10 movie of all time. And most of my all-time movies are not comedies. You know, they're Goodfellas and Casino and Rocky and Glengarry Glen Ross and Apollo 13.
Have I talked you into Pulp Fiction?
I love Pulp Fiction. I watched it again a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it's one of my top 10 movies of all time.
Huck.
It really does hit on every level. There's never a slow moment.
That's what My Cousin Vinny does, because it's the city person in the country. It's the scene. It's the old dude trying to get the young dude out of trouble. It's the cops trying to frame somebody. Like, Pulp Fiction has everything that you need in a movie.
And a great cast as well. John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson, Uma Thurman is great. Bro, I mean, amazing. Bruce Willis.
Ving Rhames. Yeah.
He had to have been going through that script going, yeah, I'm in. And then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, so what's going to happen in this basement? What is going to happen in this basement?
But then you
basement?
Could hear Tarantino, you know, saying, but it's okay because you're going to go medieval on their ass.
What is going on in this basement?
You're going to be reading for a part called The Gimp?
Huh? What am I doing? In this basement.
You've seen either of those movies, Solana? Pulp Fiction or My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah, I've seen Pulp. I saw Pulp Fiction a couple months ago as well. I loved it. And I saw My Cousin Vinny during the pandemic when we were doing like the JFIG movie reviews. One of the movies was My Cousin Vinny, and I watched it. And I thought it was good.
This kid here. What's your top three, Solana?
My top three movies of all time?
Oh, I know what it is. It's Back to the Future 3, 51st Dates.
51st Dates. You're telling me that 51st Dates is better than Pulp Fiction.
And, you know, I saw something this morning. I don't know if I sent it to you guys or not, but apparently National Treasure 3 is not happening, and I'm very, very, very disappointed about that.
There was a 1 and a 2?
What? National Treasure? I mean, that's Nicolas Cage at his best. I mean, are you kidding me?
That was Tom Hanks.
National Treasure.
National Treasure.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks has a movie just like National Treasure.
And apparently, there's a Pirates of the Caribbean 6 coming out, which, I can't
there's
wait for that.
There's been 5 of them?
Of course.
Oh.
I saw 5 the other day.
Two Utes. What's a Ute? I'm sorry, Your Honor. Two youths.
That's when you say top 10 movie of all time, though. Like, you're top 10, right? You don't actually think that's a top 10 movie.
No, this is
movie.
Your top 10. I'm giving you your top 10.
No. Top 10s are done
what do you
by
mean?
Committees.
No, man, I'm just saying, like, I could love a movie, but it's in my personal top 5 or top 10, but I can also recognize it's not a cinematic masterpiece. Like, Wedding Crashers, to me, is in my top 5. It's on my Mount Rushmore movies. I love Wedding Crashers, but I could definitely... What's wrong with the Wedding Crashers? Hold on a second. What's wrong with Wedding Crashers?
All movies of all time.
But I mean, it's a cinematic masterpiece.
No, but that's my whole point where I'm willing to recognize, okay, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's one of my top movies of all time. But if I'm ranking the top 10 best movies ever
made. My cousin Vinny won an Oscar. Won an Oscar.
So,
Wedding Crashers. I love Wedding Crashers, Solana. No Oscars are coming out of that.
Wedding Crashers won an Oscar. It might have.
What year?
No, it didn't. It didn't. Might have
for comedy for comedies.
Yeah, comedy Oscar. Comedy Oscar.
There's no comedy Oscar.
To what?
I'm the grits. Come from
what's
corn.
A Ute? Let's get headlines because Rob Pizzola is going to join us, and I could do this all day, but nobody wants to hear this. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Ask Rob if My Cousin Vinny's a top 10 movie of all time. He's a good barometer for things like this.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know if that one made it up to Canada or not. I guess we'll find out.
Could be there now.
Not that far, fellas.
Your weather from the... no, I haven't even done headlines. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto
when you
Ford.
Say top 10, is it your top 10 or is it me and my dad's top 10? What? Why would I give you your
No,
your
but
dad?
How is this so difficult for you to understand? About? Because you're saying it's a top 10 movie of all time. And, I mean, it can be on your personal top movie list.
Who else's top movie list would I be giving you? Hey, this is Roger Ebert's top 10. It's
but
very important.
You realize that you could just feel very strongly about a movie, but you could also recognize that, hey, it wouldn't belong in a top 10 movie list of all time.
Like, you just said to you, it's my top 10 movie list. How can you tell me that I tell you it's in top 10? Why would you say I should recognize it's not top 10?
Because
I'm obviously telling you, I believe it's a top 10 movie of all time.
Right. Not your personal top 10 movie of all time.
Do you? You know how lists are made?
I mean, I didn't say it's the top 10 grossing movie of all time because that's objective. I said, for me, top 10 movie of all time.
Okay. All right. I'm just making the delineation. That's all. I just wanted to make sure.
Between what?
Your top 10 and the objective top 10.
There's no objective top 10. That's my point.
Of course there is. Of course there is. Of course there's an objective top 10. Of course.
It's not.
How?
There's no such thing.
The Academy.
How?
The Academy puts it together. I don't know. People who know movies put it together. Look it up. Top 10 movies of all time.
It's still subjective. It's art. It's still subjective.
All right.
Siskel and Ebert.
Robert's Pivot Podcast. There's an objective most viewed list.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a subjective Crowder's top 10 favorite Pivot episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it may not be the same as Ryan's, and it may not be the same as Fred's.
All right. Yeah, we're on the same page. We're on the same page here.
No, we're not on the same. I'm never on your page.
We're on...
Get off my page.
Tonight, the Miami Heat. They host the Denver Nuggets. That's at 7:30 p.m. Jimmy Butler's probable with an illness. No Tyler Hero, no Kevin Love. The Denver Nuggets are pretty much 100% healthy. That'll be at 7:30, live from the Kaseya Center.
Somebody's got to be emailing, you know, like Odyssey app support. There's got to be like a help button on the Odyssey app. There's something wrong here. The app keeps glitching. It just keeps saying, to what? To what? It's glitching. It won't stop. And then, you know, someone at Odyssey Corporate, they're going to go back and listen. Let's see. And it's like, it sounds like the host just keeps saying, a to what? To what?
It comes from corn.
I mean, it's such a testament to this show. You keep doing the grits line. I keep doing to what? And a movie that came out in 1992, Jimmy surprised me by saying the Karate Kid is in it. And then I declare it on my top 10 movies list, and Solana wants clarification that it's my top 10 movies list.
Oh, I love this show. It comes from corn.
It's not even that funny,
bro.
Of course it is.
It's great though. They sit down in the diner.
The grits.
It's this black chef. He cannot believe they don't know what grits are. The menu at the diner. Joe Pesci and Marissa Tomei are looking at the menu, and she's like, "What do you think? Breakfast?" And he's like, "Yeah, breakfast." And then you see the menu, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Breakfast, we'll have two breakfasts. He puts a big scoop of like Crisco on the griddle.
Yep.
Joe Pesci's like, he's like, the cholesterol problem in America hasn't reached here yet.
It's so funny.
Great scene. The Omni Grits.
What's a grit? Oh, yeah, them Omni Grits. They come from corn.
And when he's complaining about the train?
Normally, it comes at 4:30.
The train and the owls. Come on, man. It's the crossover from city to country.
It's great.
Solana, I'm going to smack you, Solana. That movie's amazing.
Ah, it's good. It's okay.
It's good. To what?
The Florida Panthers came from behind yesterday. They scored 4 unanswered, and they beat the Dallas Stars after being down 3-0. Phenomenal comeback by the Cats. They're back on the road tomorrow at the Carolina Hurricanes.
Talk a little hockey with Rob Pizzola in the next segment.
Tonight, Inter Miami, they're also in action. They host Nashville. Champions Cup second leg, CONCACAF Champions Cup second leg. They're tied 2-2. That'll be an 8:15 p.m. kickoff. You can hear the game, by the way, on AM 790.
All right.
Just giving you guys a heads up for tomorrow. It's National Potato Chip Day. Just a reminder.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
A big day on this show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is sour cream and onion a dying potato chip flavor?
Yes.
No.
No. Why would you say that?
No, because they have cheddar and sour cream now.
Because it used to be like, you know, when I was a kid, there was barbecue, there was sour cream and onion. Those were pretty much the only two, like, wacky flavors aside from potato chip.
What about salt and vinegar? That wasn't around in your time?
They didn't really have that. I think that's more of a 90s thing.
Hmm. Bro, salt and vinegar is my go-to.
It's great. But I feel like sour cream and onion chips, which were a big deal, you know, back when I was a kid in the 70s, I don't think sour cream and onion, I think it's on the wane.
Ruffles killed them with the sour cream and cheddar.
Which are the best. Those are the best.
Yeah.
Ruffles destroyed sour cream and onion.
Baked Ruffles, sour cream and cheddar.
Hop.
Better than the regular Ruffles sour cream and cheddar.
I gotta go. I'm gonna pause myself. I'm gonna mute myself here in a second if you keep talking about those chips.
I'm telling you, the baked ones are better.
Oh, my goodness,
than the regular Ruffles. The regular Ruffles are too greasy.
He's actually got a point here, Crowder. Sometimes.
No,
it's not.
I agree
with
him.
It's oh, okay. You do. Oh, all right. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah,
man,
yeah.
The regular Ruffles. Yeah. Shiny, greasy. Bro, that cheddar and sour cream, that's my top two go-to when I walk in a gas station. That, it's amazing.
This will be a big show tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. 2-6 right here.
Are Cheetos chips?
Hmm.
So they're in the salty snack aisle. You think of them as chips, but that would not be a potato chip day, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Because there's no potato in them, is there?
Hmm.
No. No.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm a puffed guy, but I get criticized because everybody says the crunchy. I'm a puffed guy.
I like the puffs.
Yeah. And they have the puffs.
Specifically on the cheese doodles, though, I like the puffs over the crunchy. Cheetos, I like the crunchy over the puff.
We're giving them a tease for tomorrow because
it can't get here fast enough.
I can go back at that statement. Mm.
You missed Cheese Doodle Day last week. So it was unfortunate.
Oh, was he not here for that?
Yeah, he was not here for Cheese Doodle Day.
Doodles, a little cutesy, as Hawk says.
A little cutesy. Doodle. Leave that to Cheetos. You know what I mean?
Eh, we know who wins.
Yeah.
Right. Like, leave that one to Cheetos. There's a lot of lanes to try to stake your claim.
Yeah.
Cheetos pretty much has that. It's like Pringles. All of a sudden, Lay's has stacks. Nah. You know what? How about we leave the canister to Pringles? Because they've, like, the canister is theirs. You know, the chips on top of each other, they call them potato crisps. The chips on top of each other, perfectly stacked. Those are Pringles.
Yeah.
The Lay's stacked. Bring those to my house. It's a one-way ticket out the door.
Smack your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Starry.
Right.
Is that a Sprite? Is that a Sprite? No, it's Starry. So where's the Sprite?
Right. Bring me Sprite.
Yeah.
Your weather? From the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida in the mid to low 80s. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid to low 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right. Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the next segment from the great nation of Canada. We'll get a pick from him. He's a professional sports bettor. Get a pick from him for the Heat Nuggets game tonight and talk a little hockey and NFL free agency, all that good stuff. So Rob Pizzola here in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Sour Queen.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Rob Pizzola is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. Comes to us courtesy of the Hammer Betting Network. The Hammer produces daily sports betting content for every major sport. Visit thehammer.bet. Go to YouTube, search The Hammer HQ. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He is joining us now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you? Your Dallas Cowboys making a lot of splashes here in NFL free agency.
Well, you know what? The good thing about no signings in free agency is you can't make any pivotal mistakes. I mean, a lot of these franchises are just throwing money around bad contracts. So, listen, I'd love for Dallas to be able to sign in someone. They have no cap space, but at least they're not making any big mistakes that are going to cost them down the road.
There you go. Losing the first round every year.
Good way to frame it. Good way to frame it, man. Let me start with this. We have a lot of nonsense to get to, but let me start with the Heat Nuggets tonight. Heat have lost three in a row. They're four-point underdogs at home. They lost to Denver a couple of weeks ago. It's a rematch of the NBA Finals. You have a play on tonight's game?
I do. I bet the Nuggets tonight. I bet 3.5. There's still some 3.5s out there. I don't know that I would honestly bet 4. So you want to do some line shopping. I just don't love the matchup for Miami. I think a lot of times in sports betting, what I try to do is differentiate, you know, perception from reality. And I think a lot of sports bettors should try to do that. And stats will show you something, but sometimes you got to look a little bit deeper into that. And if you look at Miami since the All-Star break, their effective field goal percentage is 11th best in the NBA, shooting the ball well. When you look at their expected effective field goal percentage, it's second worst in the NBA. So what's happening right now is Miami is shooting uncharacteristically well since the All-Star break. They're still not taking enough three-pointers. They're taking a lot of contested shots. They're hitting them. But generally speaking, water finds its level over time. And this is just that one team where, you know, they don't match up very well against them. Jimmy Butler's playing a lot better. We had talked months ago about how he might potentially be injured. I mean, he's got a tougher matchup tonight because there's Aaron Gordon and MPJ there, both who can match up against him. I think Denver's just a much more complete team. No offense to the Miami fans. I think it's a bit of a generous price. Not anything crazy, but I do like the Nuggets to get it done tonight. And Solana pointed this out last time I was on. I mean, we got Miami playing a winning team here tonight, which never goes well for them. They play top-tier teams in the league, and they seem to lose all of these games. I think there's a significant gap between these teams.
Rob, am I going too far back? Because I was at game four last year when I think they beat them by 15, 12 or something like that. And I watched Denver dominate them. Am I going too far back thinking about last finals when I'm trying to handicap the game tonight?
I don't think so. So for me, I think an art that gets lost in sports betting a lot of times is individual matchups and styles, right? Lots of times people just produce power ratings on teams and it's like, well, team A is playing team B. This team is 4 points better, add in home court, and this is what the number should be. But sometimes I do think that there are styles that make fights. You know, you see this across all other pro sports where a certain team just consistently has another team's number because of possibly the way that they play defense or they might be more physical or whatever. So I think you have to look at stuff like that. Now, you don't want to go too far back. You don't want to go to matchups from 10 years ago between Miami and Denver. You might hear all sorts of trends from sports bettors. Well, this team is 14-3 in their last 17 matchups against this team. Well, who cares about the matchup from 2004? It's irrelevant for this game. But when you have predominantly the same core for each of these teams, I think it's something to look into. So I would put some stock into that.
Not to get into a deep Miami Heat conversation, but we've had this conversation throughout the season, which is, was last season's postseason run lightning in a bottle, or is it a fair strategy by the Heat to say, you know what, we can kind of muddle through a regular season because Jimmy Butler in the postseason put him up against anybody?
I don't love the strategy, generally speaking, because you'd much rather end up with like a 5 or 6 seed in the regular season than have to play Boston or Milwaukee in the early go. Like, you just set yourself up for a much tougher path if you're going to have an average regular season. Obviously, you can't dismiss that. There are certain players that are just playoff performers. They can elevate their game when push comes to shove, but ultimately, they're going to have a very tough matchup in the first round here. And I mean, they're going to be a significant underdog. Can Lightning strike twice? Of course it can, but they're putting themselves in a bad position heading into the postseason.
But Rob, when you say, you know, there's a player who can elevate his game in the playoffs, I also think there's teams where playoff style basketball is more indicative of where they excel, right? And I think the Heat fall under that category. I'm not saying they'll have Lightning in a bottle this season. We don't know, and I'm hoping they can get out of the 6th seed or out of the 7 or 8 and get a top 6 seed. But this Heat team is not built for regular season basketball, just their playing style. They like to play slow, which goes against what NBA teams are doing nowadays.
Yeah, and you see this across all sorts of pro sports where teams that might not have regular season success consistently have playoff success because of their style of play. There's much more physicality in the NBA playoffs than there is in the regular season, right? A lot of these, you don't want to call them like glorified exhibition games, but in some cases they actually are. Especially over the last couple of years less so this year, but with players sitting a lot more in big games and load management and stuff like that. So I think there's certainly credence to that. I would classify Miami as more of a playoff style team, but at some point or another, you also have to take talent into account and you just kind of want to avoid powerhouses along the way. You'd much rather have someone else have to deal with the Celtics in the early going than you have to go up against them in the early going.
How about the Florida Panthers? So I've got a Florida Panthers economic recovery system, which is if they go down a goal, you live bet them. I bet them down 1-0 in Dallas last night. I bet them at +170. I have a friend who bet them when they were down 3-0 at +900. There is a Florida Panthers economic recovery plan. Root for them to go down a goal, live bet them. Last night was spectacular. Where do you have the Panthers going this season? Do you have them as one of your Stanley Cup favorites?
Yeah, I think they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. First and foremost, I have to jump in and tell you that that's a horrible betting strategy. I know it's worked out for you.
I'm sticking with
it. I know it's worked, but the
do,
price.
Do I not have a horrible betting? I've never not had a horrible betting strategy.
Right. It's already built into the price, right? Like, this is a pet peeve of mine, generally speaking, when people are like, I'm just going to wait till the game starts and hope that the other team scores first so I can live bet at a better price. You're not
actually
getting a better price.
In my head. That's my exact thought before every game.
Of course. But it is a better price in the sense that it pays more, but it's not a better price. It's the equivalent of the price before the game, because now the odds are just adjusting, like the algorithm's just adjusting for the situation that they're in now. So I'm glad it worked out for you. I'm a little bit cheesed because I had the Dallas Stars last night. I digress. We can talk about that enough. I mean, at the end of the day, it lost, and you know, losses aren't going to pay the rent. So, certainly a terrible bet. But the
text
Panthers
me next time before you put that one in, okay?
I'll text you on all Panthers games from now on. I'm sure I will not be betting the opponent in any Panthers games if I do that going forwards. But
did
honestly,
the whole game, or were you just looking at the score pop up?
I didn't know it was 3-0. I knew it was 3-1. It's pretty nice in Toronto today. The weather's turning here, so golf season's around the corner. I was at a simulator last night just hitting some balls and just checking my phone. And I learned, you know, yeah, I didn't see a second of the game. I thought I was going to win a bet. I lost the bet. Those are the worst types of situations possible. Yes.
But you have them as your Eastern Conference best team. Obviously the odds have to be good for them to win the Stanley Cup, whether they will or not, I don't know, but this seems like they don't have a weakness. We talk about this every time we bring on a Panthers guest, and it's like, well, what do you need to improve on? And people are like, sit back and watch, because when Bobrovsky's not out there, Anthony Stolarz is a brick wall. Guy's been phenomenal. They add a couple of pieces. Tarasenko was real good. He had 3 points the other night. Like, do they have a weakness?
Well, no, they added the depth, Tarasenko and Okpozo. They added them both. Tarasenko slotted in on the first line. I mean, the difference between this year and last is not so much that the structure of the team has changed. It's that you have much more certainty in net. I know it's the same goalie, right? But like, if you think back to last year, Bobrovsky did not have a good regular season. He really struggled, and that was a big question mark going into the playoffs. Ultimately, he was able to flip the switch, and in the playoffs, he played outstanding. But that was a huge question mark. This year, Bobrovsky's been one of the top 10 goalies in the league. He's been very consistent. So you have your goaltending. You have three lines that are super deep. You can match up those lines against anyone else in the league. Defensively, they got to get through this Ekblad injury right now for a few weeks and get him back in the lineup. But ultimately, if they get that number one seed, and it's between them and Boston right now in the division, but if they get that one seed in the East, they're going to get the worst wildcard team. Which right now, like the East wildcard teams are brutal, right? It's Detroit, New York Islanders, Buffalo, Washington. So it's not only the fact that they're the best, but also that they're setting themselves up for the best path to the Stanley Cup Finals as well. So I really like the Panthers' chances this year. Ultimately, though, hockey, super high variance. You could play the best game ever and lose. You could play the worst game ever and win. And the playoffs is like that in the NHL. You get in, everyone has a chance, but I think Florida's a wagon. I think they're the best team in the East, and I actually don't even think it's remotely close right now.
Wow. Would you like to publicly apologize to Paul Maurice?
I'm not going to do that, no.
Paul Ball.
I'm not going to do that, no.
You think I'm going to own my mistakes? Absolutely not.
Come on, Rob. You just told us you go to golf simulators now. That's not even any better than that.
I mean, the weather's turning there, but we were, you know, talking about in the last segment, Canada, you know, you don't know when things get up there and, you know, how long it takes. Have you heard of My Cousin Vinny?
Yes.
It's a movie.
I'm aware of My Cousin Vinny. I grew up on My Cousin Vinny, Joe Pesci. Fantastic move. The two Utes.
Yeah, right. A two what?
Very, very funny, entertaining. They don't make movies like that anymore.
So it was released on this day in 1992. And I was giving an opinion. Crowder, he was not flabbergasted by this. Solana was a little bit taken aback. I have come to the conclusion, I believe My Cousin Vinny is a top 10 all-time movie.
All-time movie? No. All-time comedy? You can make that argument. I mean, all-time movie, top 10, that's a bit of a stretch. Like, I love that movie. I watched it dozens of times, but that's a stretch.
But, Rob, what I do when people say that about sports, when they're like, he's not a top 10 quarterback, I say name the top 10, because if you flat out say it's not a top 10, there should be 10 that you could rattle off right now.
That are better movies?
Yes.
I mean, I could probably rattle off 1,000 if you really. How much time do we have here?
I mean, Goodfellas and Casino. I put those up there. I love Glengarry Glen Ross. It's one of my favorite all time movies.
Godfather 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay.
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 might be my favorite all time movie. Rocky is one of my favorite all time movies. Shawshank Redemption is certainly up there.
Pulp Fiction. Thank you, Rob.
My Cousin Vinny, though, is in the conversation. It startled me when I thought about it this morning when I saw it was released on this date. Like, it startled me, but when I start to think about it, like, it's perfect on every level.
I think if you add a few zeros to the end of 10, it's in the conversation.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So three zeros?
Three 1, for sure. It's
top
in the
top 10,000?
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, this is very subjective, right?
You know,
Yeah, I mean, listen, when he's showing up in the casino with, like, the leather suit and the tuxedo, like, his interactions with the judge are so good in that movie. Like,
it's
really
amazing.
Really high-level comedy. But, yeah, I don't know, but like top 10 is the reach of the millennium right there. Not top 10.
I'm
going to
call it top
10.
I feel pretty good about that. I also hit that Panthers bet last night, so I'm kind of on a little bit of a heater here, Rob. What about what else were we talking about in the last segment? Pringles versus Stacks. Have you heard about this chip? Tomorrow's National Potato Chip Day. So I was saying, like, kind of, you know, you want to try to get in the potato chip game. Okay. Pringles pretty much owns the tubular stacked potato chip system. Lay's has these Stacks. I kind of feel like, give it a rest, Lay's.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying trying to copy what works and maybe make some slight improvements. I'll say I've never had a Lay's stack in my life. I've seen them, but I mean, if you
I
see
imagine
them
the
side
grocery
by
stores
side
just throw them out. They throw them out when they hit the date because no one buys them, right?
Yeah, you got to do like some sort of massive sale, like a 4 for $10 or something, to unload those off the shelf when you put them next to the Pringles. I can say I've seen them like every single time I'm walking through the chips aisle of the store. I've never once considered purchasing them ever.
Yeah. At some point, you got to pull the plug on them. You know, this just isn't where we've got really good sour cream and onion barbecue. Let's let it go on the Stacks. This is just not a profit driver for us.
Yeah. I mean, I would figure that they have someone who's running the commercial numbers within Lay's that might be able a little bit more educated on whether or not they're selling.
Could have fallen through the cracks.
Decisions. It's possible. It's not like every business is run, you know, at perfect capacity at all times. Or
as evidenced by us.
I didn't say it. Hey. You said it, not me.
Hey, Rob, do you know what a grit is?
Yeah. I've had grits. I don't like grits. What? I'll be honest. This is a little bit unusual for me. I first had grits at the Waffle House in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. They have up there?
They don't have it in Canada.
No.
There's grits in Canada?
What? Well, I'm sure some place makes grits. Like, I'm sure there's spots.
But they have waffles up there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. We have Denny's, for example. I have a Denny's down the street from me. You know, get the lumberjack slam, whatever sides you want. I'm sure they've offered grits, and I've just never. I'm not a fan personally. I know exactly what it is. And when I'm on the eastern side, southeastern side of the U.S., I hit up those Waffle Houses for breakfast pretty regularly.
What's the equivalent of a Waffle House in Canada, where the person cooking is missing half their teeth and they don't really want to talk to you, and they're just going to cook whatever you want? And also,
I'm certain that that's a fair representation of Waffle House.
I mean, the nice lady who served me last time had all her teeth there, Solana.
I mean, the Waffle Houses I go to, nobody has teeth in there, and they all have a cigarette in their ear. I mean, that's what makes it so good. But also, Rob, it's a funny thing that happens in South Florida, where if there's a hurricane coming, the last thing to close is a Waffle House. So you know, like, Waffle House closes. Run. What's the equivalent?
It's like having Jim Cantore flies into your airport, you know that you're in the eye of the storm.
I don't understand that reference whatsoever, but I'll take your word for it.
Cantore from the Weather Channel.
Wow.
Wow.
The Weather Channel? Like, wow. I get my weather from my phone nowadays, Mark. I don't know
Jim
what year
Campori
I don't know what year it is nowadays.
Hero.
I wake up in the morning, I check my phone, it tells me what the weather is for the day. I don't turn on a channel to see.
I mean, Jim Cantore, you're gonna slander Jim Cantore?
I'm not slandering the man.
Well,
let me
I
make
feel
it,
like you are.
Let me make it explicitly clear. I don't know Jim Cantore. I'm sure he's a great guy.
In itself is just a slap in the face to all of America. Guy's an American treasure.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it.
Rob, them Omnigrids, they come from corn.
A two what?
What? It is a great movie. Don't get me wrong. So, I mean, I love that movie.
Top Fantastic. 10. I know what Rob does. Rob does this all the time. He'll come on in 2 weeks. And go, you know, I gave it some thought. My Cousin Vinny is probably a top 10 movie. He does this all the time. He wants to take the opposite side, but then he thinks about it. He's like, you know what? This Hockman kind of knows something. He's going to come on in 2 weeks and go, you know, I did a little research on Jim Cantore, and I stand corrected. The guy is certainly the barometer of good or bad weather.
I can assure the audience that neither of these things will happen in 2 weeks. I can say that with 100% certainty.
You were wrong on Paul Maurice.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Well, I don't think it does.
Well, what's the goal? What's the goal? Is the goal of the coach to get them in the playoffs in a good spot or to win the Stanley Cup? We're going to see.
I mean, listen, I mean, you have such lofty goals there in Toronto. I mean, it's a little different down here, South Florida.
It's depressing over here. The Leafs are not good this year, and it's I mean, they are good. They're just not up there. It's every loss is tough to take in Toronto.
How are the Argonauts doing?
The season doesn't start till
Are you going to watch the UFL?
I won't. I can't say that I will. If I end up betting it, yeah. If like we end up betting it in some capacity, I'm sure I'll watch some games here and there. I've struggled with the secondary football leagues. Lots of people have liked the XFL and whatever else has been rolling out. I can't get into it outside of NFL and some college football when I get the chance. I can't get into these other leagues. The quality is just not that good. This is not good enough for me to watch.
You don't even really watch the CFL, do you?
Not really. Yeah, sacrilegious to say as a Canadian, but I'll watch a game here and there. It's not like I hate the sport. It's just, it's not enough teams. 9 teams. Some games, some weeks there's 3 games. 3 teams are on bye. Like there's not enough to consume my appetite.
Mm-hmm. The level of play is not the normal football we've watched. That's my whole argument about all of these secondary leagues, Rob.
Yep. Totally agree.
Well, I think we have covered a lot of ground here. A lot of ground.
Omnigrits come from
corn. What? What's a ute? To what? Follow Rob on Twitter. I could talk to Rob because he gets so, you know, it's like when we used to have Jim Larinaga on every week and you could just tell when Jim was done with the segment.
Yeah.
But Jim was more like Rob's more polite than Coach L, because Coach L would just go, all right, guys, thanks. I'd be in the middle of a question about stacks. All right, guys, thanks. And I go, okay, Coach. Rob will just keep playing along.
I appreciate it.
I mean, I know, Mark, this is the highlight of your it's the highlight of your week. I might as well just let you have
it really
whatever
is.
Time we have. Yeah,
it really is. Are you going to do another show? Don't you go to do that guy's show right now?
No, I'm not. I don't do You Better, You Bet until football season.
Oh.
Although they did message me to come on. I'm just very busy today. I'm very busy today.
It doesn't seem like it.
I know. You'd be surprised. I've uncovered another. I've uncovered what I think is a very big edge right now with some NHL same game parlays.
Oh,
so I'm working through some logic, but it's a busy time for me. Which honestly, I wish I didn't even uncover this. Because now, like I said, golf season's going to happen. I want to be out as much as possible. I don't want to be at the computer betting same game parlays all day. So we're going to see what comes.
What do you have to do? You have to write code or something?
Yeah, I got to try to automate it as best as I can and make sure that the math checks out. Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Text it to us.
Yeah. Knowing Mark, he's not going to listen anyway. So this is,
no,
it's a moot
I'm
point.
I'm going to write the Sultans downstairs and buy some scratch-offs.
Put us on a thread because, yeah, I need it, Rob. I don't even worry about him.
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler, and he comes to us courtesy of the Hammer Betting Network. You can visit thehammer.bet. You can go to YouTube and search The Hammer HQ, and you should follow Rob on Twitter as well. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with your bets this week.
Always enjoy talking to him. Heat tonight. He likes the Nuggets, by the way, laying the points in Miami. 4 o'clock hours coming up next, and it's going to start late. Sorry, I'm just giving you a heads up. It's already 3:57.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Everybody's younger than Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.